In the 1990s, the National Rifle Association pushed to stop the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention from spending taxpayer money on research that advocated gun control. So since, the CDC essentially hasn't studied the issue. But that's changing now. The Laura and John Arnold Foundation recently announced that it will fund $20 million in support for a multi-year research effort on gun-related violence in partnership with nonpartisan think tank RAND Corporation. For more on this, I got a hold of Jeremy Travis, Executive Vice President of Criminal Justice with the LJAF, and I started by asking him about this effective ban on gun research. For more than two decades, the CDC hasn't studied this as a public health issue, so I asked him why he thinks this is a public health issue.
Well, gun violence affects 100 Americans a day who lose their lives to guns. Two-thirds of them are suicides. The remaining third are homicides. So this toll on American society is just enormous in terms of lives lost and the pain and the suffering that their families and communities experience. And for each one of them, there's another two who are injured each day. So that's 38,000 gun deaths a year. So this is an enormous loss of life. So the consequences of this are far-reaching. Obviously, for those families, that's a tragedy of the first order. But it also means that we are afraid. We're afraid, and we can see it most recently in the interviews with students from Parkland or Santa Fe, Texas, who say that they always wondered when gun violence would come to their schools. And that's not a way that young people should grow up. But we think about other shootings, whether it's in Las Vegas, at a concert or the movie theater. So the toll is really much more than the lives lost and those injured. It really is affecting the fabric of American life.
Yeah. So since the 90s, when the CDC stopped looking at this issue with taxpayer money, what is the result of that been, that we do not have research for some time now?
If we were to compare the gun violence health crisis to any other health crisis in our country, whether it's HIV/AIDS or tobacco or a disease like cancer or Alzheimer's, to think that we have basically cut the federal research budget to close to zero in response to this enormous health crisis, while we as Americans find ways to spend billions of dollars in response to any other health crisis, then we realize that we've lost a generation of research that might help us do something about this health crisis. So we don't have good data, we don't have adequate findings about what works, we have not paid it the attention that the health crisis of gun violence really calls for.
Yeah. So since there hasn't been any data, like you said, for so long, where do you begin? Like, where what are the first things that you want to tackle now?
Well, what we've decided to do at the Laura and John Arnold Foundation is to create a fund. We're making a $20 million contribution to that fund, which we hope will ultimately come to $50 million over the next 5 years to start research on some very basic questions. What is the nature of the problem? And that requires a deeper dive into medical records and police records and to try to understand the repercussions. And then, of course, the next step is what's caused that problem? Is it changing over time? How do we think the dynamics of that problem have impacted our society? And then, most importantly, what works to reduce the level of violence and how can those successful interventions and strategies and policies be brought to scale. So the research agenda has been defined by the National Academy of Sciences, and that's what we'll start with. But we just want to ask some very basic questions about how to save lives, how to bring the level of gun violence down.
Right, and these can be really basic things, like you're saying, like how are guns purchased? How are they used? How often are they used in certain types of crimes, right?
Very basic things, and it's just a national scandal that we don't have answers to very basic questions. And answers to those questions can guide policy. This is not that we want to know it just to know it, but we want to know it so we can do something. So we want this to be very pragmatic, very results-oriented, very bipartisan. This is not a partisan issue. On evidence, unfortunately, however, the gun debates in our country have really been stalemated for a long time. So we hope that the research that we conduct under the National Collaborative can actually help the country move forward to reduce the toll of gun violence.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about the effect of that. So on a broader level, how do you think opening up research like this from the CDC could change the debate around guns? Do you think that injecting some statistics into it could make it less vitriolic, or are we at a point where we've heard the term post-truth so many times?
Well, let's hope that's not the reality. This is too urgent. The costs are too big. And I think if you, particularly after Parkland, you look at the reaction to that school shooting and the response to the Parkland students and their activism, you get a sense that the country is really ready for some very common sense, pragmatic, evidence-based policies and solutions that will do something about this problem. I think we're just tired of it. And it's not a way to live. This is not a left-right issue. This is, everybody would agree that we don't want to see our loved ones killed or our relatives commit suicide. So I think there is a hunger in the country right now, and we've been starved for a long time because there has not been federal research. There's a hunger for some evidence-based solutions that'll then make a difference in what's a really unacceptable level of violence.
All right. That's Jeremy Travis, Executive Vice President of Criminal Justice with the Laura and John Arnold Foundation. Jeremy, thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're very welcome. Thank you.